Somehow he believes, although he has no job, that by his 30s he will be a millionaire. M-I-L-L-E-N-N-I-A. On her Instagram with the quote that's inspirational, hopes to change the world while wearing yoga pants, armed with her dreams and knowledge of essential oils. M-I-L-L-E-N-N-I-A. Criticism isn't easy for their ears. They feel like they know most everything. See, they grew up with undeserved confidence, 'cause they got trophies just for participating. M-I-L-L-E-N.
Dennison. President Trump increasing his attacks on the Democrat-led impeachment inquiry, calling for the whistleblower who sparked the investigation to testify in public.
Because everything he wrote in that report almost was a lie. Because he made a phony phone call. My phone call was perfect.
Democrats say President Trump abused his powers by withholding federal military aid to Ukraine to pressure the country to investigate his political rivals. President Trump reacting to news his former Attorney General Jeff Sessions wants to win back his old U.S. Senate seat from Alabama.
I haven't gotten involved. I saw he said very nice things about me last night, but we'll have to see.
The Senate seat is currently held by Democrat Doug Jones. Federal health officials say vitamin acetate used in some vaping liquid is potentially the cause of a rising number of lung illnesses and deaths from e-cigarette use. America is listening to Fox News.
It's the latest from
note to my boss, Jay Scott. The Fox News timer is off. That last noise you heard shouldn't have been there. It's starting late and ending, and then we're getting the first second of whatever they normally send down the network line. In case you're wondering, it's not me. I am not the one that's incompetent today.
B-S.
So, from the National Enquirer News, that renowned forensic pathologist Dr. Michael Baden is convinced billionaire sleaze Jeffrey Epstein was murdered behind bars. Nothing new, certainly to our informed group here.
Murder.
And to National Enquirer readers. They said that in their September 12th issue, that he was snuffed to protect the twisted sex secrets of the world's power elite. Dr. Baden, hired by the pervy prisoner's brother, blasted the ruling by New York City Medical Examiner. Well, the New York City Medical Examiner doesn't want to commit suicide either.
Right.
That determined he hung himself before he was discovered in his prison cell August 10th. But he wasn't well hung because the evidence forensically indicated that neck fractures that could only be caused by homicidal strangulation were evident in the X-ray. That's what's required. You know, but again, the New York City Medical Examiner probably wants to continue breathing. The 66-year-old convicted pedophile was assassinated in the Federal Metropolitan Correctional Center. Didn't William Barr say he was going to run an investigation on this? That's what I was led to believe. Where is it?
Yeah,
where
is
are the indictments? Where are the perp walks for all these Democratic a-holes that set up this impeachment inquisition? Weeks before his death, Epstein was rushed to the hospital on July 23rd with injuries that were widely reported from a botched suicide try. Yet even after that, even after every talk show in America, every, you know, panel news hour said it was the most predictable suicide in history.
I'm surprised Vegas didn't have bets going on it.
Examiner Dr. Barbara Sampson said her office stands by its suicide ruling. The original medical investigation was thorough and complete. She proclaimed, there's no reason to kill me. I mean, there's no reason for a second medical investigation by our office. The Bureau of Prisons declined to comment as the Epstein case is currently under investigation by the FBI. Yeah, Christopher Wray's FBI, the same bunch of deep state jacknuts that has done such a phenomenal job of... Friday, it's late. Let's not go there. What else is in the... Why Meg dumped Mellencamp?
Yeah.
Ooh, because he's a jerk and whiny and a little girl.
Yeah, because he's a liberal, too. Which Your description is quite apt there, Mr. Spotlow.
Yeah.
John Lee paints 34 Coliseum Boulevard, home to the best, and it does make a difference. The paint you use in a project has everything to do with the outcome you can expect, and saving a couple of bucks to chase your paint all over the wall with a roller or a brush is crazy when you can cover it with a coat that makes your wall look like it was upholstered. We did our interior with John Lee Paints. Richards Paint is the specific brand. We picked a nice neutral color, so no matter what we did in the furniture process and everything else, it would all look good. Blended in with the flooring that Georgia Floors Direct put in. And it's been 6 years, and it still looks like it was painted last weekend. It's, like I said, that consistency, that upholstered look is amazing. For outdoor painting, John Lee sells their own brand called Solar Proof. They put their name on it because it's the best. It is resistant to the heat and humidity and doesn't develop those unsightly mildew blotches. Those cannot be hosed off. Dirt, yes, but when mildew gets into the paint, you got a problem. You either got to repaint or start working with chemicals that may actually diminish the quality of the paint and the appearance of it. So do it right the first time. See Charles Bubba Turner and his team at John Lee Paints, 34 Coliseum Boulevard, the place for paint for 3.5 decades. 509, traffic check.
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We are very busy everywhere this afternoon, especially I-65 and 85 through downtown Montgomery. If you're merging from 85 to 65 northbound, there's a little bit of a lag there. All the other merges are working fine, but there is very heavy traffic. Boulevard, very heavy all the way around the city. We've got heavy traffic on Atlanta Highway, Taylor Road, Vaughn Road. Use caution, drive carefully. No new accidents to tell you about, but if one pops up, we'll put you in the know. Number one selling car in America, the number one selling car in the world is Reinhardt Toyota. Reinhardt Toyota now opens Sundays after church from noon until 6. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
Been in a wreck? Can't afford to go see a doctor? Call me, Stuart Vance, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
You check things all the time, like your email every 10 seconds, or your ex's Instagram. But what about checking something as important as your credit? Well, Discover makes it quick, easy, and best of all, free. Discover is now offering FICO credit scores to everyone for free, even if you're not a customer. And checking your score won't hurt your credit. We call it the Discover Credit Scorecard. And once you know your score, you should check to see if your current credit card is the best fit for you. Check your credit. Compare your card. Go to discover.com/creditscorecard. Limitations apply.
Why wait for Black Friday? Get Black Friday prices today at the Home Depot. Up to 40% off appliance special buys, plus up to $600 in extra savings instantly on select appliances. No rebate, no hassle. Like a Whirlpool white top mount refrigerator for just $548, over $180 off. Talk about holiday cheer. Black Friday savings early, now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only, while supplies last. See store for details, valid through December 5th.
Alice Askew with Alabama News Network. Hyundai Motor Manufacturing Alabama announces it's loaning the world's first hydrogen fuel cell SUV, the Hyundai Nexo, to the governor and city of Montgomery. They will be testing them out for an evaluation period. The purpose is to determine the feasibility of clean hydrogen fuel cell vehicles. Ibrahim Yazid, the man wanted in connection with the disappearance of 19-year-old Anaya Blanchard, is now in police custody. Anaya is still missing. She was last seen in Auburn on October 23rd. Her damaged car was found at a Montgomery apartment complex. After searching the car, police believe she is the victim of foul play. If you have any information, call Crime Stoppers at 215-STOP. The holiday season is just around the corner, and the Salvation Army is in desperate need of bell ringers. This year, the Salvation Army is offering an opportunity for people to get paid for ringing the bell. If you're interested, call the Salvation Army at 265-0281. Those are your news headlines. I'm Ellis Eskew for CBS 8 at ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Definite change of reality. Much cooler air in place out there. Clouds will give way to gradual clearing later. A colder night. Overnight low temperature around 36. A frosty start first thing tomorrow morning, right around dawn. Tomorrow, plenty of sunshine. Not as windy. High temperature around 61 tomorrow. Should be a great day. Low tomorrow night in the upper 30s again. A little warmer Sunday afternoon. High in the upper 60s. Near 70 on Veterans Day. Dry during the day, but showers Monday night. Then into early Tuesday, the rain ends. It turns drastically colder as Arctic air moves into the area, the coldest air by far of the season. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
In 1993, Jeff Foxworthy's You Might Be a Redneck album delighted crowds who wanted jokes about their world. Now there's a Jeff Foxworthy for the millennial generation, and his name is Jeff Upworthy.
Got a lot of people not knowing if they're millennials or not. Try this out. If you take Uber to your job as a Lyft driver, you might be a millennial.
Get ready to laugh as Upworthy puts a microscope to today's culture and shows us the funny.
So the other day, I'm chilling out with my roommate, and he's like, dude, I don't know if I'm a millennial anymore. And I'm like, dude, if you go to AA meetings for binge watching, yes, you might be a millennial. If you know the meaning of all of the letters of LGBTQ and you still think it's missing some letters, you might be a millennial. If you look at the app menu at TGI Fridays and wonder why you don't see Spotify, you might be a millennial. Wait, what am I talking about? A millennial at Fridays? That's not a thing!
Rest assured, like a millennial's computer, Upworthy is always on.
Sorry, if you are texting somebody in the middle of your show, you might be a millennial. Hold on, this is important.
And nothing comes out of his mouth that's not current.
That feeling when your post gets zero likes. I love that joke, but full disclosure, I gotta confess, I aggregated it from my friend. I guess that makes me a millennial.
The reviews are in. Now this says Upworthy offers a fresh voice that is both hilarious and insightful.
I believe that everybody, regardless of their background, should have an equal opportunity to pursue their dreams and make them come true. And if you believe that too, you might be a millennial.
And now this goofy says it doesn't get more millennial than this.
Oh, that's like gender to me. Fluid. The other day I was filling out a job resume and I had emojis on it. Oh my gosh, what am I doing?
Jeff Upworthy's You Might Be a Millennial comedy tour. Streaming now on Boost Mobile's original content platform, YoungTube, on tablet PCs.
I love my dang ears. You guys are the greatest.
Hey, that's Jeff Foxworthy.
I'm not Jeff Foxworthy, I'm Jeff Upworthy.
He lied to us. He's old!
Tickets and downloads of Upworthy's You Might Be a Millennial cannot be refunded after you discover Upworthy is an adult man in a teen's costume.
We're millennials!
516, the preceding was not the opinion of this host or anybody else connected to this radio station. Just a bit. It's 516. I've had quite a few people, because when I've been talking about appliance security, about the spot crime, and I got my report just now, and this is the challenge facing our incoming mayor. And that's why I went off the deep end the other day, because they don't want to, you know, they're worried about the rights of panhandlers and not the people that are getting panhandled and menaced and threatened like I was on the Eastern Boulevard exit of southbound 85 a couple days ago. I called the police. I'm sure that guy was back in business later. But this is just within a 5 mile radius of my house over a 1 week period of time. Theft, Hartsfield Drive. Burglary, Sandfield Drive. Theft, 400 block of Taylor Road. Theft, 6900 block of Crosswind Circle. Theft, 7700 block of East Chase Parkway. 2 days later, theft, 7700 block of East Chase Parkway. Theft, 9100 block of Boyd Cooper Parkway. Theft, 7300 block of East Chase Parkway. Theft, 6800 block of East Chase Parkway. This isn't a week. This isn't a year's worth of crimes. These are the ones that they took the time to write up and put in the system. Most of these will go unsolved. And that's why you should give Mark and Vicky a call and make sure that you have that last line of protection for your home or your business. A lot of those addresses, I'm sure, are businesses. 279-8338 is their number. Really great people, too. And local. Who doesn't love local? All righty. I've been thumbing through the Inquirer here as we kill time.
Can I make an announcement?
Sure.
It's a good one.
Do you need the attention-getting sounder?
No, not necessarily.
We're all excited.
Well, you know, Veterans Day is Monday.
Yes.
But Sunday is the 244th anniversary of the U.S. Marine Corps.
Wow.
Listener called in and told us that. My dad was in the Marines for 20 years, so.
We will be here on Veterans Day.
Yes.
And we always do a program that's devoted. In fact, we have some great stuff that we've saved on file. One of my favorite, I know his name without looking it up. And it was a listener-arranged interview with a gentleman named Noah King, who was in Schofield Barracks on December 7, 1941, when the attack on Pearl Harbor was launched. And hearing this man describe from a first-hand basis, watching chips of cement fly off the ground behind their barracks as the Japanese were strafing, trying to knock out all the aircraft that were parked, being repaired and so forth. Chilling stuff. He has since passed away. He was 92 when we did the interview.
Wow.
And Veterans Day, anything in the sense of military appreciation, took a big hit for 8 long years under Trump's predecessor.
I'm a total bumbling idiot.
Yeah. However, great progress is made if you think defending our country depends on people's sexual preferences. And I remember there was a story about an aircraft carrier, now that you have men and women on board, that had 93 pregnancies.
Yep.
Ooh. 93 pregnancies. That's not what our military should be investing resources in. If you're horny, get a room. But don't join the Army and expect taxpayers to accommodate the consequences of your actions. That's ridiculous. And, of course, Liz Warren is out there front and center. I spent the first 45 years of my life living in complete ignorance because I had no idea so many people didn't know what sex they were. This transgender issue, it seems like, where have they been? I mean, why should the military facilitate a transition? That's not what the military is there for.
Correct. And it's no one's right to serve in the military. It's an honor to serve in the military.
And the same way with the prison system. I mean, you know.
If you've committed, just the other day, I think it's New York State, I don't know what the cost is. I'm sure it's multiple tens of thousands of dollars is paying for the transition of somebody who will never be out of that prison.
Right.
Well, you know, too bad. Maybe you should have thought of that before you blew somebody away. But the taxpayer, well, the taxpayers in New York are getting soaked every day as it is. And even the president said, I've had enough. I'm done.
Yeah. He's hadn't done it for it, ain't he?
Yeah, the president, by the way, is the man that saved the Veterans Day parade in New York with his own money and ended up buttonholing his friends for $2.4 million to keep that parade going. I think he's going to be there for that on Monday. Horoscopes. I used to read these when I was lonely.
Did you ever take any of them seriously when you read them, or did you look into it a little bit like, oh, I think this
no,
is
going to happen? No, the only time I was that desperate was I was on the precipice of getting back into radio after this long sojourn of self-improvement to be ready. And the job was going to happen, but I didn't know when. So I was picking up lucky pennies off the ground, heads up only, reading anything that gave me reason to hang
positive
in there.
Hope, yeah.
Not bug the guy that was going to make the call. And then he did, and that was an amazing moment to get back in when I was convinced I would never sit behind a mic again. That was before I came here.
Aren't you glad you picked up all those pennies?
And I went from being on the street to doing morning news and yucking it up with a woman sidekick on the number one station in South Florida. That was that's kind of my life.
Was that your news director with the speech impediment?
No, that was John. Oh, my God.
John Pigman Face. That's when I wrote that.
I write down everything.
Well, I was the morning news host, and he was the news director, but he couldn't do a newscast because he in his voice that. But when Clinton was in. And he's this big deal. I want live coverage of Air Force One's departure from Palm Beach International Airport. It's a plane taking off. He's just going home.
Yeah.
And, but so he goes out there and it was a phone thing. And the plane is taking like directly off over the spot that he is, the phone booth or wherever he was.
The plane.
And then here comes Air Force. Well, he sounded like Katharine Hepburn with balls. And then as he's talking, the plane is coming overhead and he was completely drowned. Let me see if I can reenact this great moment in radio. Hi, I'm John. Reporting. It was stupid.
Oh, but he got his story.
Yeah, and then he got fired a couple of months. I felt sorry for him. It's hard to get a radio job when you...
I can imagine.
Sounds like you're on a bumpy ride. CBD products have brought relief for a wide variety of conditions, from pain to anxiety, helping people sleep better. They work. And your CBD store is the place to find them, or at least learn about them. This is an all-natural way to enhance your life with products that are top-notch. In fact, the SunMed product line rated one of the best in the country, and that's what they carry at your CBD store, including products that work for your pets. We get more calls about the pet products than we do about the human, because that's people. You know, they'll put off helping themselves. But if Mr. Fufanafwanch isn't sleeping well...
Got issues.
Or Mr. Gub, 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 Gub is walking around on three legs because he sprained something and can't sleep. Hey, what's the name of that place? Your CBD store. Marissa and Laurie there can tell you how these products can really make a difference in your life, your pet's life, in a wide variety of ways. So visit them at your CBD store. It's 8852 Mini Brown Road. Just turn south at the Bojangles off Chantilly Parkway. Make your first left, your first right, and they are directly across from the Renfro's Adams Drugs location in that plaza. And they're super, super nice. Open Monday through Saturday, 10 to 6.
Traffic is brought to you by Formal Outings. It's your outdoor wedding, and you want it to be perfect. So don't forget the restroom facilities. For luxury portable restrooms that pamper, please, and impress, visit formaloutings.com.
Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We have heavy traffic conditions all over the city right now, especially I-85 headed to the 65 merge. Northbound, there's a little bit of a lag. Southbound, the merge is a little bit easier. We have a lot of traffic on I-65 northbound to Copps Ford Road. Heavy traffic on Copps Ford Road and also on 14 over to Millbrook. The Boulevard is heavy here in the Montgomery area, and Taylor Road also very heavy at this hour. No new accidents to tell you about. That is a good thing. Enjoy your weekend if you are already outbound and almost home. Looking for a new career? Scholarships are available at Trenton State Community College in welding, certified nursing assistant, truck driving, emergency medical technology, and precision machining. Call Trenton State now for Montgomery Skywatch traffic. I'm Wendell Jay.
The Vance Law Firm has helped thousands of people get the money they deserve. Call them at 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
A1 Plumbing.
Listen, I need a plumber over here right now.
Let's see. We could get to that in about 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Uh-huh.
Look, I was installing a new toilet and the water line broke. Now I'm standing in about 3 feet of water and it's still rising fast.
Uh-huh.
Look, I'll give you $50 extra if you can send someone right now.
Maybe 2 weeks.
Okay, $100, but you need to get here right now.
All right, keep your shirt on. What's that address?
I'm at 3301 Center Avenue at the Boston Airport.
Must have changed his mind.
Whether your problem is big or small, Cole Plumbing can fix it right, usually the first time and as economically as possible. With our experienced and background-checked employees, we take pride in knowing that we are one of the most trusted companies in the area. When there is trouble with your bowl, call on Cole, 279-8919, or go to coleplumbing.com.
How would you like free rent for a year? How about a free vacation? How about a new car? Come into Wind Creek Montgomery now through Friday, November 22nd and earn chances to win in our Rent, Rest, and Ride giveaway. Then on November 22nd at 7, 8, and 9 p.m., three players will win free rent for a year, a free trip to any Wind Creek resort, or a Ford Mustang, Jeep Compass Latitude, or Dodge Charger SXT. So come into Wind Creek Montgomery for Rent, Rest, and Ride.
Join us tomorrow from 11:30 to 1 at Riverside Chevrolet on US 231 in Wetumpka for our annual holiday food drive. Drop off your non-perishable food donations to help feed families this holiday season.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
And now it's time for another episode of 1 Minute Inside a Woman's Head.
Oh, it's almost Thanksgiving again. I hope my mom isn't so crazy this year. She's so uptight about holidays. Everything has to be just perfect. Except it's never perfect because she's insane. It's like visiting Martha Stewart on crack. And the Jell-O molds. Who cares what shape Jell-O is in? Then she'll put fruit and marshmallows in it. Ugh, it's disgusting. And then she gets mad because no one eats it. Why can't we just be normal? Or maybe we are normal and everyone is like this. I should show up in an evening gown with sequins. See what she thinks of that. I'll put Jimmy in a tux. That'll throw her off. Right, Jimmy in a tux. I'm lucky if he doesn't wear his I'm with stupid t-shirt. Why are holidays always such train wrecks? Maybe I'll just get drunk this year. Just like Mom.
And that was another episode of 1 Minute Inside a Woman's Head.
Thank you.
because 3 weeks from today is Black Friday. But based on stuff I'm reading and feedback from listeners, and we talked about it on TV this morning, I only once did I ever really go to a mall. I was down at Thanksgiving visiting Janelle. I was working here. And I didn't care. So I was mentally ready for hassles and lines and lack of parking, but we got very lucky. We went to a very popular mall, got a great parking spot. A friend of mine was doing a live broadcast there, so I got to do a little radio while Goose and her mom were shopping. And that was cool. But the one time, it's like in the 80s, my mother said, on Friday, they're putting this doll on sale. And my niece, her granddaughter, wanted this thing, and they were hard to get. It was one of those, every year they come up with some
gotta have it
toy that every kid's got to have, and they have a limited supply, right, and they create this horrendous frenzy. So I said, Mom, we're going to get that doll. I work in morning radio.
That's right. Ooh. You know who I am?
This will be easy. I'm up at that time. So, Black Friday morning, alarm goes off at 3:30. I get ready, get Mom up. She wanted to go. I get her into the car. We get downtown. We parked around 4:45. We had to walk from the garage to the store on Michigan Avenue. It's one of the few places left in Chicago. I haven't been there in 10 years. I don't know. Water Tower Place. You take the escalators up to the toy store. It was KB's.
KB Toys?
Yeah, KB Toys.
Yeah. And so 5 o'clock comes, because that's what the ad said. Employee opens the gate, and I had already kind of scoped it out, knowing what general area this thing might be, and there it was. We grabbed it, bought it, walked back to the car, because we really didn't need anything else.
Wow.
And so by 6 o'clock, we're well on the way home, and it was funny because from the elevated position of the expressways in Chicago, all we could see were lights. A sea of lights moving at, you know, a snail's pace, all trying to get downtown for something we had just accomplished. That was a good feeling to be able to do that.
You're like the bank robber where all the cops are going one way and you and your mom are heading the other with the loot, baby.
Yeah, I kind of snickered over that. Strategic shopping. But now, well, Jay loves it. Jay, of course, has no life, so. No, I'm kidding. No, I'm referencing it. No, Jay's unique. So if Jay's.
He's a homebody.
He's done. He yeah. Hermit would be more accurate. But, I mean, he's not antisocial. Jay is very social. He just likes his life a certain way away from the station. I never invite him to my parties because I know he doesn't want to come.
You're right.
He did come to one, and it was like putting a leash on an eel. He squirmed for 2 hours, and I felt so awful.
He loves you, Jay. He loves you.
Can I leave you?
Man, I love the morning show with you.
I
he's your boss, and now you're gonna get fired.
I don't waste good metaphors on people I don't love.
That's right.
All right, so let's see. Who wants their horoscope?
Hey, give me a Libra. What you got in the Libra field?
Oh, you're a Libra too.
Yes, sir.
We're good people.
Yes, we are. We're fair.
That's why you should list your house with Eddie.
They're fair and honest.
And we work hard.
Yes, we do.
Great work ethic. Worth ethic.
Yeah, that too.
That's what you say when you listen to the Burger King thong. If you're feeling claustrophobic in a situation, understand the universe is nudging you to make a change, Eddie. Yeah. Working out of your comfort zone is a good thing. Now, what's the date that these are good for?
Yeah. And I've already done that.
Why don't you just read the fortune on the fortune cookie at the Chinese restaurant?
It says, help, I'm stuck in a fortune cookie factory.
Yeah.
Seth, what's your sign?
Aquarius.
Aquarius.
That's the most musical sign.
Mm-hmm.
You've been burning multiple candles at both ends, Seth, and it's time to rest and relax. replenish, and rejuvenate. You will be running on empty if you don't.
Ooh. I know Seth well enough to know that is a very true statement you just read.
I had like seven jobs.
Yeah, he's Jamaican with the jobs here.
Now, Rosie, with you, I think it's a sin to even look at these, isn't it?
It's not a sin, but I don't believe in it.
Well, this is just for funsies. Yeah. I don't even know your sign. When is your birthday?
Scorpio.
Oh, boy. That explains
Has your birthday happened yet?
No.
When is it?
Baumhauer's Wednesday night. Rosie's birthday.
Not this Wednesday. The following Wednesday.
Oh. Having cake?
Let's see. The following Wednesday would be the 3rd to the 20th.
Mm-hmm.
All right. That's your night. And we're gonna pack the joint.
Yeah,
everybody
baby.
Loves Rosie. Scorpio, it will be hard, if not impossible, to juggle all the crazy demands on your time this week. So plan ahead and be on time so you can make good things happen. That's you every day.
Yeah, but these are incredibly accurate.
That's what's made you such a great fit for the afternoon. Oh, there's that turd, Benman, with his military. He puts on his uniform when
he's
he knows he's going to be...
not talking about me.
No. No, the turd on the screen, that Benman.
That's why you've been such a great fit for the afternoon. There's that turd right there.
That's what he said when you walked in late
yesterday. I'm sorry. That was... I'm putting on Andy Griffith because Fox pisses me off too many times. So I'll see what Dopey Opie is up to here.
Dopey Opie.
Opie is a...
What happened, Opie? What happened?
He grew up. All kids grow up.
But he's...
Now, first of all, they have so many episodes where Opie is playing football and doing athletic things and... getting into fights at school. That's a problem kid. That's a kid that's got behavioral issues, and of course he's the son of a cop.
I was going to say, son of a cop, too.
Yeah, many of them do experience that. I grew up in Chicago. If you worked for the police or the fire department, you had to live within the city limits, and of course as the city filled out, almost half our neighbors were cops or firemen, and the kids of the cops are the ones that caused all the trouble. Yeah, I remember I got robbed at Riverview Amusement Park as the city was changing. And I had won a contest. I was a newspaper boy. And the contest was a night at Riverview theme park. It was a pretty cool place back then. But the neighborhood around it was going bad. And there were a lot of little thugs running around. My boss said, in a very politically correct way, he said, don't show your tickets. He gave us all big strips of tickets so we could go have fun. He says, don't let anybody see that. So I grabbed the tickets and I'm folding them up. I'm not even 30 seconds after hearing these words of wisdom when a gang surrounds me and says, give me them tickets. So I did. And there was a cop right behind me. And I turned to him and I said, those guys just stole my tickets. And the cop, typical Chicago cop with a ruddy complexion and gin bulbs in his nose, says, leave them alone.
Oh, man.
Leave them alone? They stole my tickets. Move along, sonny. Come on. Come on. Come on. I can't hit my flask while you're standing here. Thank you, Officer Prick. Let's check traffic.
Traffic is brought to you by The Pizza Place. Enjoy the delicious buffet at The Pizza Place or take home the huge OMG pizza tonight. The Pizza Place is located at 3848 Harrison Road. The Pizza Place, home of the OMG pizza.
This is Montgomery Skywatch. Traffic, we are showing a slowdown where Northern Boulevard joins I-65 northbound to Prattville. It's got things backed up towards the Alabama River Bridge. Just slow, slow traffic. It is moving. I-85, the merge onto 65 northbound, is backed up way back. Just slow traffic there. There's a lot of cars getting out of town on this Friday. We've even got a slowdown on 85 northbound out of downtown towards Ann Street to Perry Hill. Use caution there. The boulevard's busy. Atlanta Highway, Taylor Road, very busy this afternoon. We have no new accidents to tell you about at this time. Enjoy a day of shopping at Premier Place, then some great eating, Poblano's, King Buffet, and Sweet Frog Frozen Yogurt. Premier Place Shopping Center, another great McClinton Company development for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell J.
The Vance Law Firm has helped thousands of people get the money they deserve. Call me, Stuart Vance, 333-3333.
No representation is made, but the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Hey, it's Lyle from Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry. And we understand that you don't buy jewelry and diamonds every single day, and it could be a little bit of a difficult experience. We don't want it to be that way. We want it to be easy. We promise you the absolute finest quality and the most beautiful jewelry and at the best price. We have credit for 12 months. Shop us. Shop anybody else you want in town. But if you shop us, you're going to save yourself hundreds or possibly thousands of dollars. So at least shop Marguerite's. Let us show you what we can do. No one will beat us.
I'm Wally Dempsey. I own Cartridge World here in Montgomery. I've been here for over 10 years. We recently moved across town to 6383 Atlanta Highway. Without Blue Water, we wouldn't be able to be as successful as we are. They got the message out to thousands of people.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Hi, I'm Ellis Askew with Alabama News Network. Ibrahim Yazid, the man wanted in connection with the disappearance of 19-year-old Anaya Blanchard, is now in police custody. Anaya is still missing. She was last seen in Auburn on October 23rd. Her damaged car was found at a Montgomery apartment complex. After searching the car, police believe she is the victim of foul play. If you have any information, call Crime Stoppers at 215-STOP. Hyundai Motor Manufacturing Alabama announces it's loaning the world's first hydrogen fuel cell SUV, the Hyundai Nexo, to the governor and city of Montgomery. They will be testing them out for an evaluation period. The purpose is to determine the feasibility of clean hydrogen fuel cell vehicles. The holiday season is just around the corner, and the Salvation Army is in desperate need of bell ringers. This year, the Salvation Army is offering an opportunity for people to get paid for ringing the bell. If you're interested, call the Salvation Army at 265-0281. Those are your news headlines. I'm Ellis Askew for CBS 8 at ABC 32.
Hi, everybody. Definite change of reality. Much cooler air in place out there. Clouds will give way to gradual clearing later. A colder night. Overnight low temperature around 36. A frosty start first thing tomorrow morning, right around dawn. Tomorrow, plenty of sunshine, not as windy. High temperature around 61 tomorrow. Should be a great day. Low tomorrow night in the upper 30s again. A little warmer Sunday afternoon. High in the upper 60s. Near 70 on Veterans Day. Dry during the day, but showers Monday night. Then into early Tuesday, the rain ends. It turns drastically colder as Arctic air moves into the area. The coldest air by far of the season. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hello, I'm Morgan Freeman. Growing up, Thanksgiving was always an exciting time in my house. We invited our friends and family over for food, fun, and, of course, gerbil tennis. Morgan, you telling me you used to play tennis with a gerbil? No, silly. Two gerbils. After all, what if one went over the fence? By then, Grandma would be good and drunk, so we'd root through her purse and replace the blood pressure medication with Tic Tacs. After that, it would be time to eat. Now, the tables were always laid out the same. One for the adults, one for the kids, and one for Davy, my cousin born with a funny-shaped head who spent all day drooling. Of course, all that turkey made us drowsy, which is why we'd always follow our meal with a thick line of cocaine. Ah, yes. Thanksgiving with the Freemans. Good times.
No one embodies the holiday spirit better than Gordon Lightfoot.
Really?
You bet. And now, Gordon Lightfoot takes his best-known song, The Wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald, and gift-wraps it around your favorite carols to create his new holiday album, Gordon Lightfoot Sings Christmas.
You better watch out and you better not cry. You better not pout, I'm telling you.
Yes, Gordon Lightfoot is coming to town with a sleigh load of songs like this.
On the first day of Christmas, my true love gave to me a partridge in a pear tree.
It's Gordon Lightfoot Sings Christmas, and you'll want to beat him like a drum when you hear his rendition of The Little Drummer Boy.
Oh, come, they told me, pa-rum-pum-pum-pum, my newborn king to see, pa-rum-pum-pum-pum.
Gordon Lightfoot. Lightfoot has compiled the holiday music collection you'll wish would sink to the bottom of Lake Superior.
Deck the halls with boughs of holly.
Friends and family will pray for a silent night when you put on Gordon Lightfoot Sings Christmas.
Playing that with apologies to listener Mike, who said if I were in a focus group poll, my vote would be no on the Gordon Lightfoot bit. But he loves Frosty the Snowman.
Frosty the Snowman was a jolly soul with a corncob and a button nose and two made out of coal. There must have been some magic in that old silk hat they for when they placed it on his he began to dance around. Oh, the snowman with a broomstick in his
rectum
running here and there all around the square saying me if you can.
So there you go, Mike. Sorry. Yeah, by the way, he mentioned focus group. Our next one is November 19th.
Yes.
At the Pizza Place. If you would like to be a participant and enjoy some great pizza for free, you can call us before 6 this afternoon or next week and set aside. We're looking for listeners who love to have a voice in what we do here. And we just kind of sit around the table and chat. We have a couple of things we'd like you to look at and check a box off here and there, like, don't like, whatever. I'm just trying to keep this show at the suck level that's accepted. That has kept me here employed.
The way that you put that,
please,
is you're trying to make the show suck less.
Yes. That's always the goal.
Yeah.
There isn't an afternoon when I walk in that door and say, how can I suck less today?
You don't suck, but I mean, if you want to.
I have a very high bar for suckitude. I mean, it's
like a vacuum.
I mean, you literally, I have to deploy oxygen masks. That wow. bar is so high.
Wow. That's There's the entirely biggest... too much testosterone in this room.
Sorry, Rosie.
Yeah.
I live alone.
I don't know.
I live alone.
I'm coming to get you, Rose.
On that note...
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We are still a little bit busy on I-65 northbound. The merge at the Northern Boulevard causing a little backup towards the Alabama River Bridge. 85 to 65 northbound. There's a little bit of a lag right there, folks, trying to merge northbound. 85 to 65 southbound doing just fine. We've also got one accident on I-85. This is going to be inbound out at Chantilly Parkway. If you're coming into the city on I-85, exiting at Chantilly Parkway, the accident is on the ramp there. We are busy at Taylor Road, the Atlanta Highway. The boulevard is still very busy. Use caution and drive carefully this afternoon. During the month of November, Reinhardt Used Car Super Center is saying no. No to down payments, no to payments for 90 days, and no hassle buying. Reinhardt Used Car Super Center for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell J.
If you've been in a wreck, don't call one of those out-of-town lawyers. Call the Vance Law Firm at 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Doug, it is Unpredictathon is on my Facebook page. You don't have to be a friend or a follower to participate. Just make a prediction on the big game tomorrow. And if you're the first person to predict the precise outcome, you not only get a complete service on your car with the works, but $250 in credit at any of Don's locations for other services, tires, wiper blade, whatever you need for your vehicles. Do it now.
Hi, everybody. Rich Thomas here. And you know by now that Montgomery Eye Physicians offers the latest in LASIK technology from local board certified ophthalmologists Dr. John Swan and Dr. In Shin. Montgomery Eye Physicians provides all of their patients with the most advanced personalized care with outstanding results. Montgomery Eye Physicians utilizes cutting-edge technology to customize LASIK eye surgery for each patient's individual needs. All of the doctors are local and part of the Montgomery Eye team, ensuring that you see the same physicians before, during, and after your procedure. Doctors who know your history with a combination of over 10,000 LASIK surgeries in the last 20 years. Montgomery Eye helps impassioned people see life clearly. so they can reach their goals. Call 272-2020 today or visit them at getlasik.me to schedule a free LASIK consultation. Find your drive. See your vision. Montgomery Eye Physicians. Once again, call 272-2020 or on the web, getlasik.me.
Billy here from AutoSave Tire and Automotive. If you need tires, come to the tire experts. We have over 200,000 tires at our disposal daily, all at the best prices. Check out our website, autosavetires.net, for your fast, free, online bottom dollar price. That's right, you can get an instant quote on your new tires, including installation, right from your computer or phone. No hassle, no haggle, bottom line pricing. So shop us and compare. We even beat tire rack prices. Check out all our services at autosavetires.net. AutoSave Tire and Automotive. Come to where your auto saves you.
This is Sarah.
Hi, I'm Sarah.
Sarah was looking for a job, but wanted to stay local.
That's right.
First, she built a giant satellite, then launched it into space to send a signal transmitting her resume. This did not lend Sarah a job, but it did start a war with the Zarkon Nebula.
I went too far.
Yes, Sarah went too far. But you don't have to go too far to go far. Montgomery Area Help Wanted.com only posts local jobs, so employers are way more likely to respond to your application and offer you a job. Montgomery Area Help Wanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of the Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Christmas is getting closer, I don't know what I'm gonna do. You can believe I'm sweating, not a clue what I'm getting for you. Christmas is near, I'm bumming, in fact I am coming unglued. You can believe I'm sweating, not a clue what I'm getting for you. Last year I had dropped a grand for your nice gold band. Then you told me you don't wear it cause it's bland. You said it's crap, it just goes to show you want me spending more dough. Too bad you won't get something cheap from the catalog in the mail. Christmas is getting closer, I don't know what I'm gonna do. You can believe I'm sweating, not a clue what I'm getting for you. Christmas is near, I'm bumming, in fact I am coming unglued. You can believe I'm sweating, not a clue what I'm getting for you.
Getting increasingly festive as we head into the holidays. It's 5:54 and happy hour. Thanks to everybody that called in and participated today. The best was our millennial friend Jared.
Yes, and she loved that. That was the exact thing that he was thinking
about.
Oh,
it was?
Yes, awesome. And she loved it.
She liked it?
Yes.
He's not single? Go him.
No, he's not single. He laughed.
That's a good girl keeper.
Yes.
And from my friend Marianne, I love the afternoon show. Rosie and Seth are great. Who else is with you today? Excellent. That would be Eddie Bader. Yeah. Everything is better with Bader.
Better with Bader.
322-0662.
And let's remind everybody,
love it.
He's got a listing for a home that if it were closer, and it's just a tad out of my range, not ridiculous, but Papa John's place.
Papa John's has got an awesome place.
Yeah.
It's pretty much 4 acres. I think it's 3.7 acres, but it's great, man. It's situated about 20 minutes out of Montgomery. You're right in the Redland area, so everything you want is still close, whether you want to be to Wetumpka or Montgomery. You've got excellent school systems out there. And he's got a pasture in the front and a pasture in the back, so if you have horses or goats or, you know, whatever kind of animal you want to have, you got plenty of room out there for him. It comes with the chickens. We're going to throw in the chickens. We got a great chicken coop out there.
Wow.
Got a tractor. It's absolutely move-in ready. You can turnkey. Moving there.
You're probably get a call from Bailey Thomas about, you know, any place that's got chickens hanging around.
Is that right? Oh. I'm all,
yeah.
But it's a great property. You know, it's just a couple minutes outside of Montgomery. It's worth the time. If this is what you're looking for, if you're tired of the city life, you want to be out in the country, listen to the crickets, this is the place for you. And like I said, it's close to Montgomery. It's close to Wetumpka. And it's in a growing community out there. Out there, things are growing. It's not going down at all. It's going up. And you got a great school system.
Yeah, and I've been to the place, and it is an outstanding.
That's awesome, ain't it? He's got fruit trees, man.
We have about 20 seconds, by my measure, to speak with Jake.
Oh, I just wanted to thank you for getting me in touch with
Eddie Bader. He came by my house today and was just as nice as can be and a joy to work with. And I enjoy the station and the show every day and that I can. And thank you for everything you do.
Hey, it's my pleasure, man.
Hey, thank you, Jake. It was good to meet you and your wife.
And likewise.
It's great. Listen, I've said it. This guy never stops. He is always looking for the next thing to accomplish, next customer to make happy, and he knows the buyers, the sellers, and matches people. You know, if you'd be a great Yenta if you were Jewish. You would. You would be phenomenal.
It's time to convert, I guess.
Jake, thank you very much.
Thanks, Jake.
Yes, sir. Eddie made me feel right at home. Thank y'all.
Yeah,
thank
he
you,
is buddy. The best. Guys, thank you so much for hanging out this
Thanks,
afternoon.
My pleasure.
Thank you.
We will be back on Monday, Veterans Day.
Traffic is brought to you by Prattville Farm Center. Save big on affordable premium dog food at Prattville Farm Center. You'll always deal with hometown folks and get the best prices at Prattville Farm Center. Prattville Farm Center, South Memorial Drive in Prattville.
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. Here's an update for you. We have an accident on I-85 northbound. If you're coming in from Tallahassee, Mount Meigs, this is going to be at Chantilly Parkway on the ramp leading down to Chantilly Parkway. Use caution there. Other than that, 65 and 85 are very busy in spots, especially I-65 northbound from the Northern Boulevard up to 143 and onto Cobbsford Road. Use caution. Drive carefully. We've got no other accidents to tell you about. We are very heavy on the boulevard, by the way, this afternoon. A lot of traffic out there. Just drive carefully and buckle up. When you're in an accident, you got a lot of questions. Well, you need a lot of answers, too. Call the Vance Law Firm at 333-3333. No representation made. The quality of legal services is greater than other attorneys. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
Insurance denied your car rental, car repair, or doctor visit? Call the Vance Law Firm. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
You check things all the time, like your email every 10 seconds, or your ex's Instagram. But what about checking something as important as your credit? Well, Discover makes it quick, easy, and best of all, free. Discover is now offering FICO credit scores to everyone for free, even if you're not a customer. And checking your score won't hurt your credit. We call it the Discover Credit Scorecard. And once you know your score, you should check to see if your current credit card is the best fit for you. Check your credit, compare your card. Go to discover.com/credit scorecard. Limitations apply.
Why wait for Black Friday? Get Black Friday prices today at the Home Depot. Up to 40% off appliance special buys, plus up to $600 in extra savings instantly on select appliances. No rebate, no hassle. Like a Whirlpool white top mount refrigerator for just $548, over $180 off. Talk about holiday cheer. Black Friday savings early, now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only while supplies last. See store for details, valid through December 5th.
Don't miss the new and improved Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. Weekday evenings from 6 until 7, right here on News Talk 93.1 WACV.